This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. I wonder how your life is going today. A life can be full of storms, can't it? Of course, every few days or so, every few weeks, depending on the weather, there's a storm that comes to us in the weather. But life's storms can also come quite frequently into our lives. You think of the storms of disease and how many people we know and hear about that are getting cancer these days. And that's just one of the physical problems that people are experiencing. And there's the storms that come to us in financial terms when something we depend on breaks down and has to be fixed and it costs more than we can afford, or our job becomes threatened, or these kinds of things. They assault our lives, don't they? They make us feel out of control. As someone has said, finding God does not mean building a house in a land of no storms. How true that is. Becoming a Christian doesn't mean that you escape the storms of life. Finding God does not mean building a house in a land of no storms, but building a house that no storm can destroy. That is awesome. And that's exactly what walking close to Jesus Christ does for you. You remember Jesus said, if anyone hears my word and lives by it, he's like a man who built his house on the rock. And the storms came and beat on that house, but the house stood firm because it was built on a rock. And he says, the person who hears my words and just ignores them, they're like a man who's building his life on the sand. And the storms are going to come on that life too, and it's going to be washed away and destroyed. We're talking this week about the blessings that come into our life through Jesus Christ, that when you put your trust in him, when he comes into your life, these things come into your life with him. I want to read just a verse out of Ephesians 1 again, which says, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power toward us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might. And I want to come back to this idea that the almighty, supreme being, the God of this universe, has extended the greatness of his power into the lives of his children. He is the source of our power if we're connected to him. And that connection is a connection built of faith and trust and relationship. That's why it's so important for you, not just once a day for a little while to spend some time with God, but to be building throughout the day your relationship with God that starts with time spent just with him, time in his word, with the Bible open in front of you, talking to him, listening to him, responding to him. But that's not all. As you face these storms of life, to be turning to him constantly, asking for his help, asking for his leading and wisdom and guidance, and then applying what he is doing in your life to those situations with the confidence, God is with me. Not God is with me to get me out of every difficult, painful, hurtful situation. No. But God is with me to take me through those things. The storms will come, they will beat on the house, but the house will stand firm because it's built on the rock. How firm is your connection to Jesus Christ today? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.